As Hope Week continued on Tuesday, July 26th, the Yankees appropriately celebrated the Tuesday's Children Mentoring Program. Bronx Bombers Mariano Rivera, Curtis Granderson, Phil Hughes, Corey Wade, Steve Garrison, and former manager Joe Torre surprised members of Tuesday's Children at Beekman Beach Club at the South Street Seaport. Mariano Rivera was looking forward to the day.
We're receiving a lot, you know, because they teach us so much, you know, not to give up. Always be optimistic. And when you die, when you share with these kids, with these people, you know, it's tremendous. It's tremendous, and, you know, you can't wait to do this.
Tuesday's Children was founded in the year following the September 11th terrorist attacks in an effort to promote healing and recovery. The organization established a mentoring program that has helped to heal those who have been affected by tragedy. Based in the New York tri-state region, Tuesday's Children fosters relationships between children and adult mentors who both have lost family members as a result of tragic circumstances. The organization has helped more than 175 children to date, 50 of which are currently part of active mentoring relationships. The mentors and mentees meet at least twice a month, doing anything from going to the movies, playing at a park, or just hanging out in the house. Joe Torre on the organization.
This world is very tough to survive in. And anytime somebody thinks they can do this thing on their own, I think they're mistaken. You need someone to help you along the way. I mean, as a manager, I guess I could say I preached, because I preached to the team that, you know, you play 162, there are days you're not going to feel like coming to work, but there's somebody there by your side that's going to grab you by the arm and say, come on, let's go. And that's what this mentoring program is all about.
First on the day's to-do list was a small ceremony to honor Tuesday's Children's Mentor of the Year, Keith Pride, and his mentee, Robert. The two have grown so close that Robert will even be the ring bearer at Keith's upcoming wedding. Keith explains how he stumbled upon the opportunity that led him to Robert.
I came home late from work one night and read an article about this organization, and I thought that this would be one of the perfect ways to grieve for my loss. And it's been a blessing ever since. Robert is a great part of my life.
The day continued with the Yankees presenting a check for $10,000 to Tuesday's Children. After that, all in attendance ate lunch blanket in sunshine. Feeling recharged after the meal, a few spirited games of ping pong broke out between the Yankees and their younger challengers, followed by a water balloon fight, leaving most of the Yankees as drenched as they'd be after playing a doubleheader in the boiling sun. After everyone was sufficiently dry, it was off to Yankee Stadium, where Tuesday's Children would be the Yankees' special guests. But on this day, the group wouldn't be headed to the stadium using conventional methods. Rather, they would be going by water taxi, a route that also afforded all aboard a beautiful view of the Statue of Liberty. Once at the stadium, the kids from Tuesday's Children got to stretch on the field with the Yankees, and Mentor of the Year Keith got to throw out the ceremonial first pitch, as well as deliver the lineup card with his mentee Robert. However, it's not only the mentors and mentees who got something out of this day. Mariano Rivera explains.
They helped, you know, because, I mean, sometimes we're complaining for little things, you know, and we have kids that lose their parents, their families, but yeah, they continue living. They fighting, you know, they don't giving up. And as a team, we need that. You know, we had to learn that we can't give up.
As much as the day was a time for celebration, it was also a time for remembrance as we come up on the 10th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, the event which ultimately led to Tuesday's Children being founded. Joe Torre reminisces about the days following the attacks.
Well, we walked in and everybody was separated by partitions, and there were counselors and clergy, and we sort of waited on the periphery, and one family looked up and sort of waved us on, and we went in there, and I know I've told this story a number of times. Bernie Williams looked at this woman and said, I don't know what to say, but you look like you need a hug, and proceeded to hug her. But I think we left the building that afternoon realizing that we had a responsibility. If there was one picture, there must have been 20 pictures of their loved ones in Yankee garb. So it was something that the message I delivered to my players before we opened the second half in Chicago was we represented the city more so than we represented the Yankees.
At the end of the day, the Yankees brought a smile to the faces of many by celebrating Tuesday's Children and created memories that will last a lifetime. Leave it to Joe Torre to sum up the event and Hope Week.
We cannot do anything about 5 minutes ago, much less 10 years ago, and we just need to learn from it, move on, and see if we can do something along the way that'll help other people. And I think that's what this mentoring program on Tuesday's Children certainly tells us. And Hope Week, which I guess was developed by the Yankees a few years ago, I think it's great. It's reaching out. You know, New York, I know a lot of people think New York is a cold city, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of little town about this city that I don't think many people realize.
For WFUV Sports, I'm Ricky Sobrano.